The Ministry of Health and other stakeholders will meet on Wednesday to assess the role of the private sector in the delivery of health of service in Ghana. It is estimated that the private sector caters for more than 50% of the country's health needs. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the president of the private health service, Louise Norte, said there is the need for government to give some incentives to the private sector. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
What is happening is that the Minister of Health has found it very difficult to get a credible partner in the private health sector to negotiate with. In the same vein, mobilizing the private health sector to participate in national health policy development has always been a problem. So somewhere along the line in 2009, the World Bank did an assessment of the private health sector. And one of the recommendations was that there should be an umbrella organization to bring together all the private health sector providers, and hence the formation of the alliance. So the alliance is bringing all the major private health sector providers together so that we can dialogue with the ministry and other health partners to ensure how we can make the private health sector participate effectively in national policy development and implementation.
But then, what has been the role of the private sector in health delivery, health service delivery in Ghana?
The role has been complementary to the Ghana Health Service. The implementation wing of the Ministry of Health is the Ghana Health Service. So the private sector also provides services in a lot of areas, especially in areas of tertiary healthcare, health financing, traditional medicines, pharmaceutical production, and the rest of them.
But then if you have to quantify it, for instance, in percentage-wise, can you give any percentage of service that you deliver?
Well, it is estimated that the private sector provides more than 50% of medical health services in the country.
That's quite substantial.
It is.
But then one complaint from the public is that the private health services is expensive comparable to the public sector.
Well, health service in general is expensive. But you realize that the government supports the public sector, which is not true in the private health sector.
What can be done to improve upon it, to make it a bit more affordable for the ordinary people? Because you realize that you go to many of these rural communities, you don't have this public health services, so they mainly depend on the private service. And so if the cost is that expensive for them, then affordability becomes an issue. So what can be done to improve on the situation?
Since provision of health services in any country is the sole responsibility of central government, I believe that the incentives and the things that are extended to the public sector, the same must be extended to the private sector. In so doing, the cost of the services will be brought down.
And I believe that is why the National Health Insurance was introduced. How has been the performance of the National Health Insurance scheme?
Well, you realize that the private health sector is also participating in the National Health Insurance. Our concern is that sometimes we think the rates are too low. But it is one of the thematic areas that we're going to be addressed during the summit so that we can chart a way forward.
Not too long ago, the government is thinking of introducing capitation under the National Health Insurance Scheme. They started piloting at Ashanti region, but there have been some complaints. What is your association's position on the capitation of the National Health Insurance?
Well, we are there basically to support government policies and also to support the National Health Insurance Scheme. The capitation, which was piloted in Ashanti region, has its challenges. One of the most important issues is the fact that the practitioners or the service providers think that the fees being paid for some of the services are just not enough.
President of the Private Health Service Providers of Ghana, Louise Norte, talking to Bubu Klinogu.